From ABC Northern Tasmania, Kim Napier.
Do you eat the recommended serves of fresh fruit and veggies each day? If not, why not? Is it because you don't have ready access to them, perhaps? They are becoming super expensive. Community engagement worker Scott Tompkins is working to get more people in the Dorset area to eat well and increase their nutritional awareness. Scott, good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Kim. How are you going?
Yeah, well, now I would have thought people in the Dorset area would have access to fruit and veg and it'd be on their table every night.
Yes, you would have thought so in this region, the heart of the fruit and veg up here as well, hey. But
yep.
Some of the stats that have been coming in and some of the kitchen table conversations that we've been having in community is showing quite a bit of difference. So, yeah.
What are those conversations then? What are you hearing?
Yeah, so around the Dorset region, we've had about 22 kitchen table conversations. And with that, there's a group of social friends get together with one host and they just work through five questions around health and well-being. And with that, it showed that people are concerned around food security and a few other key themes. So some of the solutions that the community have come up with is actually around having community gardens to actually integrate some of the key themes that have been raised through the Dorset region, which I'm happy to talk further about if you'd like.
Yeah, please go for it.
Awesome. So through the kitchen tables, we've revealed that healthcare access, quality and equity is a big thing, as well as mental health support, aged care support and connection and community connection, transport and child and youth services. And with that, we've then gone back to the community and reflected their concerns, and with that has come up of subtopics such as food security, and we've also got with that domestic violence as well. So, yeah, so what we've been doing is reflecting this feedback back from the community and giving the community a voice through these kitchen table conversations to address these concerns of theirs. So, and we believe that with Health Consumers Tasmania that the community actually have these solutions in-house. So people have mentioned around community gardens. So we've held a meeting and a workshop and brought people together to address these needs. So that's where we're at the moment.
I know when we were at the Scottsdale Neighbourhood House last year, they had like a hot house full of herbs and tomatoes and things like that. Is that for the public? You know, the people in Scottsdale that buy? What's the story there?
That is for the public as well. And Mark Round at the Community House does a great job of their community garden there. And Mark was involved in the meeting last week in the workshop. So it was great to bring Mark's ideas and visions for that, as well as the school farmer, Kylie Rattray, and many of the different farmers through the region together, and actually address what's actually going on in the region and how can we create all this social connectivity as well as improve health literacy for the region to make sure people are getting the adequate diet in them and for their families and friends as well. So
Scott, how many sites will be developed into fruit and veggie gardens?
Well, at the moment we're looking at maybe a large scale project, which is going to be about an acre. And we've also had some community members actually approach us around using some of their property for a community garden, but that's yet to come in coming weeks. So we're going to sit down with everyone and run through the report and bring everyone back, and then we'll go and inspect the place that's come up, because this is a community driven project, so it's important that everyone's on board and it's their vision as well around moving forward. And Health Consumers Tasmania and the Health and Wellbeing Project that I'm working on will just help support those guys.
Now, is this food security directly related to cost of living, or is it about not those fruit and vegetables just not being available in your area?
It might be down to the cost of living. I know that Health Consumers Tasmania currently doing a report on the cost of living at the moment. But yes, it's an interesting topic, and according to some of the stats that you've got hold of, where 90% of people aren't having two serves of vegetables in the region, and there's another 56% of people that don't have two serves of fruit a day, is really quite alarming, isn't it? So I think it's a great stepping stone for us to move forward as a community and see where we go with this.
Yeah, I agree. What's next for you and the team, Scott?
So we'll bring each other, we'll bring everyone back to the table, and we'll have these conversations around all this, which will be great. So there's a lot of people that have been calling up and want to be involved in this project, which is fantastic, and really looking forward to seeing where it's going. So, yeah.
Awesome. Well, eat a rainbow, they say, don't they?
Yeah, that's it. And thank you very much for your time. And I'd just like to say as well, being a local up here, it's great to have this project up and running, the Health and Wellbeing Network project. It's a two-year Tasmanian government-funded initiative to work closely with the community members, and it's to identify their needs and the service gaps and build relationships with local services and develop opportunities to improve community health outcomes. So it's a really great project for this region, and it's also running in Ulverston and in the Huonville. So we've got some up and coming workshops which people are welcome to come and attend. The next one's on the 13th of February, and that's going to be at Scottsdale Football Club. And the following one is going to be on the 1st of March at the Arts Cafe. So all communities welcome, and that'll be fantastic. And then from there, we'll be moving on to a community action plan around the themes that have been highlighted. And that's going to be on the 16th of March at Scottsdale Football Club. So once again, if anyone wants to be involved, please reach out, and it'd be great to hear from you.
Scott Tompkins, love your work. Thank you.